Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato, Nolan McGraw, The Vinny and Haney Show, 105.7 The Fan.
It wasn't good enough. Just leave it at that. Suffice to say, we have to be better in those situations. We weren't in the right spot all the time. It took us. We had to flip a formation one time. Basically, the one time that the clock was running on us, we had to change the side that we were aligned on. And so I happened to walk back, and I see Lamar. He's still in his uniform, you know, in his locker, and he felt like the right thing to do to sit down and have a conversation. I don't think either one of us really processed that you guys were all in there, but you are in there. It's normal, you know. So we're used to that. We just had a conversation about stuff, how we're feeling, and a lot of different things. And we have a great relationship and a friendship. And am I comfortable? You know, no. Do I think there needs more clarification? Yeah, it's about as clear as mud right now. That's how I feel about it. We did discuss the Travis Jones call as well. And the Travis Jones call, they told me, and they told me I had permission to state this, that it was a wrong call.
John Harbaugh, Ravens head coach, talking about the Travis Jones call. Where he was called for unnecessary roughness after or during a Pittsburgh field goal from Boswell. The penalty allowed the Steelers to extend the drive, so they took the field goal off the board, wound up scoring a touchdown on the play. And Travis Jones, and during the broadcast, Tony Romo was asking, even Gene Steratore's like, I don't necessarily agree with his call. But it was called nonetheless. And then the official doubled down after the game.
Yep.
Saying that it was, in fact, a head and neck area for a defenseless player and this, that, and the other thing. And you just heard John Harbaugh say, that, you know, Leak said, no, they screwed it up. Sorry about that.
Yeah. I've been there, done that, Bob. You know, and we talked about it yesterday. We said that Harbs would be on the phone with the league. It was Harbs. It was Eric DaCosta. And then the official that they hired on staff, they were all three on the phone call with Perry Fuel and somebody else from the league office.
Walt Anderson, I believe it was.
You know, and on that play, you know, they said it was the wrong call. And Alex Moore is the white hat. You know, he's the one that talked to Zrebeck after. Zrebeck's the pool reporter. And he told him that he didn't even know the rule, Bob. Because he says you can't touch the guy. I mean, come on. You know, and he's a rookie umpire. So in my mind, he should be fired because he doesn't know the rules, number one.
Well, how does he elevate to that position if you, I would assume.
Two guys retired.
But you still have to question them whether or not they know the rules of the game.
Oh, right.
Of the, how many refs are there now? Eight?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know the exact number, but you would think that every one of those people in the alternates that are waiting in case something happens injury-wise, because, you know, officials get banged up too, they have to know the rules. That would be like the number one priority before you get to throw a flag is understanding the rule. Pass interference, subjective call.
Yep.
But when he, after the game, couldn't explain the rule properly, I mean, that's a problem. And the NFL is going to have to explain that away other than just saying, we apologize, it was the wrong call. And it turned out to be a major call in that game.
Well, it changed. It changed more than likely. Well, it changed because it was in the second quarter. So it changed how you do business the rest of the game. And quite possibly it changed the division leaders and everything else. It was a horrific call. That cannot happen, you know. And this Alex Moore, he was working in the USFL. The NFL hired him in 22, and then they elevated him this year to the white hat after a couple guys retired. And he is not ready. He doesn't know the rules. He is not ready. That looks bad on the NFL that, you know, you're pushing these guys up that quick. I don't know why he needed to be pushed. Isn't there somebody with more experience that maybe deserves it? You know? But that is really bad. I mean, the NFL on a Monday, I'll guarantee you, this is the thing that they hate. Everything on Monday on all the shows was what? They were showing Isaiah Likely, which you don't want to be the controversy on Monday. You know, there's some fabulous games and all they're talking about is how your referees effed it up. Last night, they're talking about the holding call that got the Eagles got a touchdown call back.
Yeah, on A.J. Brown.
Yeah. You know, it's all, you know, the refereeing is awful right now. And it's embarrassing to the National Football League that everything is about the officiating. And Harbs was totally pissed off about all of them, you know, because, I mean, he's talking about, okay, you say that about Likely, but then how does Aaron Rodgers, what, you know, he didn't go to the ground and, you know, finish the catch.
Right.
So just a frustration, you know, because if you're the Ravens, you're frustrated as hell because basically you got the game taken away from you.
And to your point, by the way, it's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. What's happening, everybody? Turn it up Tuesday. Bob, Haney, Vinny, Serrato, Nolan McGraw. Other side of the glass. When that game, that particular game, maybe not necessarily that play, the Travis Jones, which was undersold because of the Likely TD that wasn't. But when that game was under scrutiny for the poor officiating and then for the league to come out and admit they screwed up,
yeah,
it just kind of justifies the criticism. But you mentioned John Harbaugh, clear as mud. Mud's not clear.
Yeah.
Even DeAndre Hopkins, I've been in the league 13 years, and I don't even know what a catch is anymore. And the pool reporter was talking to the replay official. Well, like any other place on the field, you got to make two steps, control of the ball, then another football move. But that, once you're in the end zone, you have control of the ball with two steps. You should be done. We talked about it yesterday. You toe tap. You're good. You're on your knees. You catch one, and a guy drills you, and you knock the ball loose. Still a touchdown. Running play on the goal line. You can have the ball break the plane for a half a second. Still a TD. Why is it just – why? How long is the end zone? 20 yards?
Or what? 10, isn't it?
It's 10 yards.
10 yards.
Okay. Yeah. Why is it different in that, but only a specific area? Yeah. Of the end zone.
And you know, and I think we talked about it yesterday. The thing is every official in that game called a touchdown, Bob. It was the replay people, and they didn't I mean, Bob, how quick was it? They didn't even go to review. They, you know, the Alex Moore dude, whose mic wasn't working.
Right.
He come out, you know, And that shocked not only everybody in the stadium, I'm sure it shocked the Pittsburgh coaches. They're probably, yeah, all right.
Well, either way, it's too late to turn back now, as the old song says. So the Ravens did get some clarification from the officials in regards to screwing up the Travis Jones call, but still nothing that's going to satisfy them in regards to Travis or Isaiah Likely.
Right. Right. And well, Harbs didn't, I guess they wouldn't allow him because they allowed him to come out and say about the Travis Jones, but they really didn't allow him to come out and respond about the other two calls, you know. So he wasn't satisfied with what he got from them. You know, it did nothing for him. It didn't clarify anything for him.
Also heard John Harbaugh talking about the conversation he had with Lamar Jackson after the game, where apparently, Vinny, Lamar was literally tearing up a little bit, sitting at his locker room, and John went over there and had a one-on-one with him, didn't get into the specifics of what they talked about, but, you know, was he inconsolable? I wasn't there. I don't know, but certainly frustrated Lamar is with the way things are kind of unfolding here in 2025, and he hasn't been playing all that great.
No.
That was his best game in a month.
Yes.
And his quarterback rating was, what, 70-something?
Well, I'll tell you in a minute.
Yeah, it was not of 102 career quarterback rating status.
71.
Right.
First half was 35.
Yeah, so he played better, but he's not playing like a dude. Patrick Mahomes, not playing like a dude. Josh Allen, playing like a dude right now,
yeah.
Among others.
Burrow,
trying to carry their teams to things. Where Lamar, I mean, you rely on him so much to do so much for the offense, and still a game they should have won.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But, and the thing that I liked was at least he showed that he could use his legs a little bit, you know? A little bit. But, I mean, like watching Herbert. Herbert won that game with his legs last night,
yep.
Basically. You know, and he's playing with just had surgery on his thumb.
That was a crazy. Jalen Hurts threw four picks last night. He had two all season long. We'll get into that later in the show. If you missed the Chargers, as you heard on the Fan, beat the Eagles in overtime. And also heard as we started the program, John Harbaugh talking about that last drive. And he wasn't real happy with it. And then, let's be honest, there's nothing he can do to explain away the lack of urgency in regards to the clock management. It was just, it was bad.
Well,
holding call on the first play after a holding call on the punt. It was a disaster.
I went back and I watched the tape, Bob, on the first one, on the special teams one. They called holding on that? I don't know that it was.
39?
Yeah. I don't know that it was holding. Now, on Voorhees, Cameron Hayward just said, I'm going to walk you right back to Lamar, basically, is what he did. And then he tackled him. And I think after that, Bob, I mean, because you're jacked up. Man, we got the ball on the 44-yard line. Let's go. You know?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo.
I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
No, and then you get the 15-yard penalty. Then you drop back and throw, and you get a holding penalty. Now, you from the 44, what are you back on about the 12? You know, and you got no timeout. It's like, are you, you know, I mean, to me, it's like, ah, Jesus. You know, this ain't happening today.
It's 58-81057, the Fan. Turn it up Tuesday. If you're on the phones, hang tight. We'll get you when we come back. Are you still feeling the pain of Sunday's loss to the Steelers, which gives them Pittsburgh advantage in the AFC North, not just in the standings, but in the tiebreakers they will meet at the end of the season. And the Patriots game gets flexed, really?
Yeah.
F you and your flexed National Football League. That game goes from 1 o'clock to 8:20. There are many, many more intriguing matchups heading into that. But we were talking before the show, maybe this is just, you know, the and networks can protect, like, their marquee games. Networks are just like, eh, well, let's just show off the Patriots here. A little Drake May, since he's now one of the contenders for most valuable player. But the league's not about the fans. Schedule's been out since May, right? And we understand that flex is the reality of the situation. But it's not like the Ravens are storming through and this is a battle for the number one seed in the AFC.
Ravens lose Sunday, this game means nothing to Baltimore.
Well, they had Cincinnati and Miami, and I get you want to get that piece of crap out of there. But still, you schedule your, you buy your tickets whenever they go on sale. You plan your day for a 1 o'clock kickoff. Maybe you don't have a window after 4 o'clock to go to the games. That's great. It works out well for my schedule. I got to take my – and kids got – well, I guess they might be on Christmas holiday by then. But either way, it's not about the fans, Nolan. It's about the owners, and it's about the networks, and it's about the money,
yep,
which all goes hand in hand. So have fun freezing your asses off on a Sunday night before Christmas. Screw you. And your flex. We'll come back, take your phone calls.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.